This is Earth and Sky for Tuesday, June 8th. Today, Venus crosses in front of the Sun as seen from Earth. This event is called a transit. The last Venus transit was in 1882.
In centuries past, Venus transits were used by scientists to measure Earth's distance from the Sun. Today's transit isn't expected to yield useful scientific information, but scientists want to use similar events to find planets around distant stars.
In January 2003, astronomers announced the first exoplanet, or extrasolar planet, to be discovered using this technique. They saw a star's light get dimmer as the orbiting planet passed in front of it. The effect was very small, like a mosquito passing in front of a searchlight 300 kilometers or 200 miles away.
And just as a Venus transit is a rare event, it also would be rare to catch an extrasolar planet in the act of crossing the face of its star. The planet would have to be directly between us and its star for us to observe such a thing. This past April, astronomers began using a new telescope in the Canary Islands to survey the light from hundreds of thousands of stars each night.
Over time, they hope to pinpoint thousands of stars that become a little dimmer for a short time due to a planet in that distant system crossing the face of its sun. Thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Burr for Earth and Sky.